Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with the Fantasy Sports Radio Update. Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim struck and killed a man while driving on Interstate 690 late last night. George Jimenez pronounced dead in hospital after being struck by Boeheim's car. The 51-year-old Ramirez had been walking on the highway after a single vehicle crash. He was the passenger in a car that hit a guardrail earlier. Field sobriety and alcohol sensor tests were administered to both drivers. Both came back negative for impairment. Coach Boeheim currently cooperating with an ongoing investigation. The 74-year-old coached Syracuse to win over Louisville just hours before the fatal accident. Duke star Zion Williamson has been listed with a mild ankle sprain, but his return to Duke uncertain. The injury occurring after his Nike shoe blew up just 34 seconds into the game in a loss to UNC, their rivals last night. And that injury also leading many people to think it might be his last game played for the Blue Devils. Many NBA greats, both former and current players and hoop legends, telling Zion to skip the NCAA tournament to avoid any future risk and just wait for the NBA draft. DeMarcus Cousins just today also called the NCAA, told Zion to do what he wants to do moving forward. The NCAA tournament begins March 19th. The NBA draft is slated for June 20th. And Williamson, he's a lock top three pick, probably projected to go number one. Nike also today are looking into the shoe malfunction and try to figure out how it blew up during the game. How does this affect the odds? Well, the Blue Devils were 9-2 to win their sixth national championship as of Monday at Westgate Superbook in Vegas. But odds maker Ed Salmon said they're going to drop to 7-1, which number two Gonzaga was Monday, should Williamson miss the season for injury or if he decides to shut it down and prepare for life in the NBA. The injury prompted the Westgate to send betting on college basketball, but Caesars Palace made an adjustment to the lines. And now here's how the futures are affected during Wednesday's game. Duke was 2-1 to win. Now they're plus 250. Gonzaga, they were down to 5-1 from plus 700, and Kentucky and Virginia are both 7-1 now. They were 8 and 9-1. NCAA hoop action, a few games in the top 25 tonight. Number 7, Michigan at Minnesota. Wolverines minus 4.5, 133. And number 2, Gonzaga hosting Pepperdine. Zags minus 27.5, 158. Yes, they have to go to a new conference. That's stupid. The Denver Broncos acquisition of veteran quarterback Joe Flacco from Baltimore, surprising many, including current Denver quarterback Case Keenum. The 31-year-old says he feels let down by Broncos GM John Elway, and he's very disappointed that the team went in that direction. Trading Keenum's going to leave Denver with $3 million in dead cap space. Cutting him will cost the team $10 million. He says he's unsure of his future in the Mile High City, and it's reported the Broncos are looking to trade the quarterback away. Back to work in the NBA tonight. We got six games on the sked, Phoenix and Cleveland. Suns minus one on the road, 218. Miami and Philadelphia, Sixers minus 5.5, 219. Joel Embiid out for Philly. He's going to miss a week with left knee soreness. His playing time will also be monitored by the team. Portland at Brooklyn, Blazers minus 2.5 on the road, 230. Boston at Milwaukee, that's a good one. Bucks minus 5.5, 227. Sacramento at Golden State, Warriors 12.5 point favorites, 239 is your over-under. And Houston at the Lakers, Rockets laying 2.5 on the road, 232.5. A few days before the NHL trade deadline, but the Washington Capitals made a move today. They picked up Earl Hagelin from the LA Kings for a couple draft picks. In golf, the Puerto Rico Open first round complete. Andres Romero is your current leader at 600. Par. World Golf Championships and Mecco underway. Rory McIlroy on fire right now. What a start for the Northern Irishman. He's 7-under through 11 holes. Now it's official too. UFC legend George St. Pierre announcing his retirement from MMA today. We knew that yesterday. Widely considered one of the best MMA fighters of all time, St. Pierre will retire as one of only six fighters to hold two weight class titles. The 37-year-old boasts a professional record of 26-2. And hey, what a reign in UFC history too. 2,064 straight days with successful title defenses as well. GSP also confirming today that both he and Khabib both agreed to a super fight, but the UFC had other ideas. Morenci, we got baseball scores. Yes, baseball. Seattle up 2-0 in the bottom of the first against Oakland in Mesa, Arizona today. And a cool night on the NHL. We have 11 games on the ice. I'll talk to you about the early games at 7. Washington at Toronto, Leafs 75, 6.5 total. Carolina laying 120 to a total in that game. 6 against Florida, Ottawa, and New Jersey. Devils minus 125, 6.5. Mini at the New York Rangers. Rangers minus 20, total 6 there. And yes, we have a 7 on the board, a total of 7 between San Jose and Pittsburgh. The Pens minus 115 against San Jose. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your sports update. Keep it locked. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage. We got our buddy Whale Capper. He's a Duke alum. We could talk to him about the crazy stuff that happened last night. NBA picks as well. The DFS Hour and our boy, I think our old buddy Big Man in Campus might stop by as well. So stick around, everybody. A great show for you. Take it away, Yang.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's do this thing. Game time decisions has begun. Red Heat and Rage, your radio. You're Sir Cam Stewart. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Thursday edition of the program. Very, very busy. Busy show today, actually. We got Whale Capper going to be stepping up in it. We've got Big Man on Campus going to throw it down. Give us some college basketball picks. Whale Capper will talk some NBA, some Duke, some AAF. We got Drew Dickmeyer, one of the best, if not the best, DFS player in the world, actually. One of the best players in the world, bar none. So, we've got experts, and then me and Cam. And yep. we also have a new feature on the program today. It's called Crossover Cam. Crossover promotion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're having such good guests on the program in the morning. We're going to roll over some of the interviews on this show to promote the morning after.
Oh, nice.
And promote making it rain and Keith Arizari in the late night hours. I tell you, Keith Arizari is getting some great guests as well in the late night hours. So, there needs to be more cross promotion. So basically it's like one of the new things, you know what I mean? A network, except I just happen to be on the morning show and the drive show. So we're cross promoting,
you're cross promoted already.
I'm cross-promoting myself.
You're Mr. Cross-Promotion. Hey, listen to me on the morning show. Yeah, I'll be talking to Bobby Valentine. Exactly. Hey, nothing wrong with promoting yourself.
I'll tell you, though, it's not really promoting myself. It's like I'm getting softer and just like I'm changing in old age. Like I've been in this business so long now. The old me would have been, no, we can't do that. I got to give them fresh content. That's nine minutes. I'm like, it's that. They'll hear it in the morning. Yeah. Now, the first thing I thought, I'm like, oh, that's good. Yeah, we'll get nine minutes.
Yeah,
the show.
Go grab a donut.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was actually, exactly. You're doing the updates. I'm on all day and stuff. Yeah. And only the best of the best interviews. So, every day we're getting some good guys. So, today we had Lionel Hollins on.
Former Grizzlies head coach. I like the man.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets head coach.
That's great.
I think maybe it was Newark when he was the coach, actually. They played at Newark for a couple of years, too.
Lionel Hollins is good, man. It wasn't his fault with the Grizzlies. Yeah, he's a good – he seems like a good guy and a good coach. No-nonsense type of guy players listen to. He seems like a good man.
You remember, dude. They won. They went pretty deep. They won a series, and then they went like 7 games or something with Memphis in the playoffs. Didn't really have all that much talent. Got the Nets into the playoffs as well. He's been around. He's been around a long time. The game, right? Yeah, he was Rookie of the Year, like 1976 or something like that, in the NBA. But good coach. And I think he does like a blood pressure commercial or something. I always see it on CNN.
Really? Nice.
It's one of those like pharma, cheesy sort of pharma commercials. Like he's coaching like a bunch of fake players. Like they don't look like real players at all, but he looks all stressed. He's like, yeah, but I took this, tryptophan and feel a lot better now. Game time decision continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm David Morency. Cam Stewart throwing it down in Toronto. I'm in our Weehawk in New Jersey studios right now, overlooking the beautiful skyline of Manhattan. Beautiful day, sunny day. I got the Empire State Building. I feel like King Kong. I could reach out and touch it.
King Kong.
It's right in front of me. Right in front of me. But I will be in Toronto tomorrow, actually. We're in New York right now, but we're going to be in Toronto tomorrow for the San Antonio Spurs and a Toronto Raptor game. DeMar DeRozan coming back to Toronto. I figured I'll come back, too. I left at the same time as him, and I'm coming back at the same time. The only difference is I think I'll drink more than he will in Toronto. Like, I don't think he's like, I think they're already there, actually. I think he might have met with the media today. So, yeah, we got a stacked show. Will Capper's going to step up and in right now. Big man on campus a little bit later on. Drew Dinkmeyer, one of the top DFS players in the business. DailyRoto.com will be with us. And I spoke with head coach Lionel Hollins, former head coach of the Nets and the Grizzlies, rookie of the year, NBA champion for the Blazers. And we talked about Zion Williamson and what he should do and what he thought he should do, what he would recommend. And he was also the fifth pick in the NBA draft, too. So Hollins was a big-time draft pick and a coach, so figured he'd be a good guy to actually get his perspective. Let's bring in a man who would, rather eat Vegemite than wait in line to go to a Duke basketball game, even though he went to Duke. Tickets were going for a lot of money last night, Will Capper. What's up, Will Capper?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? That was crazy scenes in Cameron last night. President Obama in that? That was wild. And Zion blows out his shoe 30 seconds in, possibly done for the season just to be on the safe side. I wouldn't blame him for a heartbeat. And if I'm RJ Barrett, I'm probably thinking really hard about if I want to play in the season also. Right? Like, seriously, like RJ Barrett, think about it though. Like, RJ Barrett is right now, if he doesn't play another minute of college basketball, he's the number two overall pick, right? But yeah, all he can do at this point, if he plays, is either A, get injured, which would hurt his draft stock,
or B, people would be like, he's not as good.
Hurt his stock. If he can't carry Duke in Zion's absence, then teams are going to scratch their chins and think, well, maybe there's another guy out there who can carry, you know, who can be the alpha and the number one, and and so, you know, RJ Barrett probably has the most to lose here. In the wake of Zion potentially sitting out the rest of the season. But yeah,
it's a very good angle.
Cameron crazies I'm looking forward to them having a full on meltdown because I have a long storied history, mortal enemies with the Cameron crazies. So.
That's why we like you, Will Capper.
I couldn't believe two guys like doing when I was doing the update gate, looking at the readjusted odds. So the one odds maker, Ed Sammons at the Westgate, said they'll eventually go. They were 9-2 there, which is a great number. Like, I've only seen 3-1 and stuff. So plus 450 now. He thinks they'll go up to 7. But Caesars Palace actually made the adjustment during the game, and Will Capper only went from Duke 2-1 to plus 250. That's not enough if Zion Williams was like that. That wouldn't get me running to the door. I think it would at least go to 4 or 5 from 2. Plus 250. That doesn't seem like a big move for such a key injury, in my opinion.
No, that's a bad price. I would agree with you on that 100%. And the only thing Duke will have going for them is they've probably put enough of a resume together that the committee's going to give them a number one seed regardless of whether Zion Williams plays or not. And so with the one seed obviously comes a pretty favorable pass to the Final Four. And, you know, it's Duke's going to underperform in the tournament probably, even if they have a full squad, just because, you know, they're inexperienced. And we see what experience, you know, experience does matter, you know, come tournament time. It's a generational team, you know, that really, you know, excels in March Madness without, you know, a couple of vets who have some experience under their belts. And, you know, I wouldn't have taken Duke even at the shorter price with a fully healthy squad. But at plus 250, that's a really poor price.
You know, you mentioned it too, the scene and the moment there last night. You know, yesterday and the day before with the game coming, I actually looked up. I'm like, you know, I was reading about the game capping. I'm like, all right, let me look from a different perspective here of, you know, top moments in Duke, North Carolina history. This is pretty much the most famous moment now. Yeah, I mean, like, tickets were going for $10,000. The president, the ex-president is there. 30 seconds in, Zion Williamson, who's pretty much hyped up, like the most hyped up Duke player of all time, actually, which goes to show, too, the era that we live in right now. Like, Christian Laettner actually hit big shots and, like, won championships and stuff, right? But, you know, we live in a really quick, you know, build you up, tear you down society now, in which, you know, he's been proclaimed the next king of basketball already. But honestly, I mean, I was resistant to it earlier in the year. I was like, listen, he's a good dunker. You know what I mean? He's dominating in the paint and stuff against college kids. He's kind of a tweener with his body. You know, like, what where is he going to fit in the NBA? You know, everyone can jump. Everybody has hop in the NBA. But as the season's gone on, I've started to buy into him more. And I just, you know, listening to other people, Will Capper, like, you know, Steve Kerr says, yeah, he's like the next LeBron. And he said, yeah, he's that good. Like, Kerr actually stated, yeah, he's that good. He is, like, and Kerr doesn't say things like that. Kerr said, yeah, he's a phenom. Like, he's a megastar. He'll dominate in the NBA. Kevin Durant's a pretty prickly guy, right, who calls it like it is now. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant said, yeah, this kid is the next superstar of our league type thing. Like, he's going to be a face of basketball. So, you know, I was always sort of torn on him here, but they're screwed without him. And it's not because of Barrett. Barrett's a good player. And I read their comments after, guys, and Trey Jones basically stated that they were rattled after he got hurt.
For sure.
Which is, yeah, they're kids. You know what I mean?
For sure they were.
Yeah. They were rattled. They're thinking about injury. And he said, we were rattled. It freaked us out. And he said, not so much that he wasn't on the floor, but the way it happened. And quite frankly, and he goes, our energy goes through him. And he basically stated, like, and you look in the second half, they were more comfortable. You know, they basically talked and said, all right, listen, he's not here. We got to, you know, we got to get some energy going here. So, you know, they were caught off guard. I think they'll be better moving forward without him. They're still a very good team. But then we get into the debate as to whether he should play or not. Lionel Hollins basically said that the kid should do what he wants to do, what his heart tells him. That if he's able to play, and I liked Hollins' attitude in a sense, because I've said this about kids that skip bowl games. And Hollins said the same thing. He said, damn, man, he said he cannot play. And then he could get hit by a bus, which is kind of a cliche thing to say, but it's true.
True, though.
Right? Like he said, you can't live life. Yeah. And then he even said, he goes, well, if he was so good, why even bother going to college in the first place? He should have just sat out. He goes, you can't sit your life out. Right? And he goes, you got to enjoy life and play. But he goes, if he's injured, then don't play. So he wasn't, and I'm in the same version right now, guys. Like, we don't know the extent of the injury. If they tell him in a week, listen, my knee's better, I'm good to go, then go out there and play. If there's like, listen, you know, if he's going to do the old, I got to do this for the team, I got to do this for Coach K, then you shut it the hell down. Because Coach K won't be worried about you in 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, So this is a big business for you. Like, you know, they worry about them, you got to worry about you. So I see both sides of it. I'm not going to call the kid out if he doesn't play anymore, if they decide to shut it down. But I get the feeling that he's not that type of kid, and I think he's going to want to play.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think it's a pretty no-brainer skip skip the rest of the regular season and skip the ACC tournament. The ACC tournament playing back-to-back-to-back-to-back days is not helpful for anyone. So I think it's in its best interest to at least wait until, you know, kind of the real tournament starts, if he's going to play at all. But I agree 100% with your take on this. And, you know, and the risk is, you know, if he's not 100%, if he gets hurt again, now you start to develop this reputation like a guy who can't stay healthy. That's problematic.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I have Gabriel Morenci, Cam Stewart, throwing it down with us. We got Whale Capper, Whale underscore Capper with us right now. Yeah, last thing about Zion Williamson, we'll move on. You know, I have been critical of college football players in the past, and it's ironic because that's even a more physical sport. But, you know, I don't like when, like Will Grier this year. Will Grier is the quarterback of West Virginia. He leaves West Virginia before the bowl game. You know, West Virginia actually battled pretty hard in their game for it.
That's the thing. If Will Grier played in that game, Gabe, they probably would have beat Syracuse in that game. He really let them down.
Well, they probably would have.
Yeah, they would have.
But in the grand scheme of things, does it matter? But, you know, I mean, if they get, they
should have played
the Pinstripe Bowl, whatever the hell it was. But, yeah, my deal is with him is that, you know, my deal with him is that, dude, you're like a third or fourth round draft pick, all right? Like, instead of having this attitude of, I need to get ready for the combine, how about going out there and kicking ass in a bowl game and making a name for yourself? Throw four or five touchdown passes in a bowl game and go to the combine. Like, you know, you've got something to prove. Like, I don't see that. Like, Zion Williamson's different. I mean, you know, like I said earlier in the day, if you're like, you know, Celine Dion or Mariah Carey and your voice doesn't feel well, you're not doing a free charity concert, benefit concert in the park. You tell them, I'm sorry, I'd like to do the benefit concert for you, but I can't because my throat is screwed, and I'm not even going to do it if I got paid right now because I'm hurt, right? Like, but somehow, like, people in sports, whatever Zion does, people are going to be all over him right now. But ultimately, you know, he should think about himself when you're the number one pick, but it's that's the era that we're in right now. And I've said this, last thing about this, guys, I wouldn't even play NCAA basketball if I was a stud. There's no way in hell. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
To go through their stupid rules and their little drug test and all go to class and this and
that,
like,
seems
be used by ESPN. And why?
You're right, Gabe. That's
go play.
That seems to be
go
the
play
prevailing
in Europe.
The prevail. Yes,
go
exactly.
Play in China.
Luka Doncic said, you saw him on Twitter, the old, like, hey, come to Europe type of thing, like laughing, thumbs up. All the old NBA players are like, why? The NCAA makes money off your back, and then you don't get to see any of it, and say it was a career-ending injury. Zion Williamson, it would have been like pissing away millions and millions of dollars for him and his family. And so I'm with you.
My
the risk-reward is too high, and the NCAA, until they pay players, there's no point in playing there. Will Capper, it's a joke. Like, it's time to move on with society. Their rule structure is archaic.
Yeah, no doubt. This has potential
to
be kind of a catalyzing event. Yeah, this event could trickle into, you know, finally making a change and improving the system, because why it's not more like what they do with baseball is beyond me, right? Like, baseball, you can go out of high school right into the pro system, or you can go to college, in which case you have to play for at least 3 years. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, that it seems it's right there. It's right for the taking. It already exists in the in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball is a minor league system. NBA has developed this minor league system with the D League. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, this the way that things are now with the one and dones in NCAA is not sustainable. And the sooner they fix it, the better. And hopefully, this is like a catalyzing event for that.
It'll be a tough system to break.
It'll be a tough system to break, man.
It has to break, though.
People don't like giving up cheap labor, man. You know what I mean?
That's right, Morenci. Like, think about all the people that are benefiting from it. Everybody, the networks, the schools, everything. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be tough, but people are smart. They can see through the BS, and they understand the kids are the losers here. And fine, let them go to Europe or go somewhere else. Get paid.
Look at, Dante Exum. Dante Exum's a kid that he was playing in Australia, and he could have went and played like NCAA basketball, and he didn't. And instead, he didn't play college either. He basically just hired like a bunch of like coaches and stuff. And, jump shot, like sort of, he was in LA and he hired like, jump shot guy and, workout guy. And he played in competitive games and stuff. He ended up getting drafted 7th overall. Emmanuel Mudiay was going to play for SMU. He committed. He was going to do it. Kid's going to play in Dallas for SMU and Larry Brown. And I don't know, man. There was some bullshit about he had to sit out and this and that because of some school thing or whatever. And he said to Brown, you know what? I'm not going to serve. I'm not sitting out. I'm not going to get suspended kid got suspended before he even met the NCAA. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, I don't need this. Like, he went to China. He made $1.2 million. And I heard today that, Joe Ranieri, who we do the show with in the morning, he sold the part about college is part of your life and it's, soaking it up and all that type of stuff. And we're in the real world now, man. I'd like to say that college is all real. What are colleges about? They're about protecting pedophiles. Like, they're about protecting their own self-interest. They're about protecting rapists. They're about exploiting laborers.
And when kids don't have money, Gabe. I left college and all I got was big debt. Boo hoo! Yeah, that diploma from a community college really helped in life. Like, you know what I mean?
Like the president of Duke. President of Duke went into a coffee shop on the Duke campus. Didn't like the rap music because there was profanities. Got the chick fired that worked there because you can't have that, right? Like, it turned out he's making like $3.5 million a year. It's, we can go on and on, but you're right, Will Capper. I think someone like Zion Williamson will sort of swing the pendulum a little bit. In past years, it's like anything. It's like gay marriage and pot. People are like, that'll never happen. Absolutely not. And I remember even, let's say, 5 years ago, for the most part, the media and type would be like, suck it up and play. You're lucky to be going to Duke. That sort of, call it out for what it is. You're a black kid. You're lucky that, you're living this life.
Yep.
That we're letting you live this life somehow. Now, seems like it's pretty common, actually, with people in the media saying, bro, don't play another damn minute for those guys. the pendulum is switching. It's changing.
Yeah, no doubt. Popular culture is definitely kind of coming around on this, thankfully, at long last. And I completely agree with you. These private universities exist to build up their annual funds and get alumni donations. And, the degree to which you have a successful sports program just gets, you get more money out of your alumni. And if you're,
it's a good point. It's not just TV.
Why are you donating money to these colleges? Duke, without a doubt, got themselves on the map. They raised their profile up to, the top 10 in the, U.S. college ranking report or whatever that thing is. And a lot of it was on the back of, they had this really successful college basketball program and they rose through, they got all of this, they got all this attention and ability to recruit, the higher profile, student body because they had a product that was enticing to them, which was this great college basketball team. Like there's a one-to-one correlation where they can compete for the top talent academically with the Ivy Leagues by having, a college basketball team that they can sell to the student body as, look, if you come to Duke, you get to go to these games. Like, it's 100% a selling point. And then they turn around, and after you graduate, they're, like, asking for money. Like, hey, you're part of the Duke family. You're a Blue Devil. Like, donate. What are you waiting for? Like, it's all a pretty gross system, top to bottom. And the fact that the players get virtually nothing out of it besides whatever they are getting compensated with that we don't know about via paper bags full of money or Bitcoin or whatever they're getting. You know, like it's a gross, broken system that needs to change. And I think the NBA probably is going to be the real mechanism that really forces change, right? Like, we've seen the NBA kind of grow and gravitate to be a players' league, and they've gotten a lot out of negotiations with the owners through the last couple of bargaining agreements. And all these guys, like, they have kids that are going to go through this exact same system. And they're, you know, you have guys like LeBron and his generation that did not have to, they weren't forced to go and, you know, provide free labor for, you know, a multi-billion dollar industry for a year before going and getting an NBA career started. And I've got a funny feeling that, like, you know, LeBron's kid, Chris Paul's kid, Russell Westbrook's kid, like, once these guys, you know, they get to the level of, you know, the NCAA, that recruiting time frame where they're like, hey, this is nonsense. Like, I wouldn't surprise me if at that point, you know, starts to be some pressure that comes down from the NBA to really fix the system, because as it is right now, it's a joke.
Wow, that's why you're the
well said.
Guy, me and Cam aren't.
Yeah, we get you. What a great speech. Honestly, that point. We couldn't have said any better, Will Capper. Brilliant.
It's going to take years for this to change, but it's a good point with little Bronny. with LeBron's kid, with LeBron not going having to play, you're right. And he's about 3-4 years away from this, I guess. 4 years away from this, which is sort of good timing that LeBron James could be the one big enough to twist the NBA's arm. Because that's what it comes down to, is the NBA. Like, the NBA, you know, Silver's a good guy, and the NBA comes across as, like, you know, the sort of the humanitarians. They're the Green Party of political sports leagues. You know what I mean? So, like, they want everyone to be happy and take care of everything. But at the same point in time, they also don't want incredibly young players that aren't ready to play. And they're getting a free system in the NCAA as well, right? Like, they also are getting free research and development, so to speak, free R&D out of this. Now, Silver brought it up in the past. The question is, like you said, like baseball. Like, you know, these kids, like, listen, some of these kids have families of their own, man. You know what I mean? There's guys 22 years old. They already have a couple of kids or whatnot. And you're almost forcing them. You're forcing their hand, in a sense. Where I'm going with this is, if you actually paid them real money to play in the G League and develop them, right? Like, so they're making money in the G League, and it's actually an alternative. But we'll get to some picks. NBA is back. Quick break. We'll be right back with Whale Capper, Fantasy Sports Radio, the Network, Game Time this evening.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rager Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Morenci, Cam Stewart, Whale Capper joining us. We got Drew Dinkmeyer a little bit later on. We're going to talk some DFS tonight's game from a DFS perspective. Big man on campus. We'll throw a couple of college basketball selections our way. Whale Capper NBA resumes here this evening. I was talking this morning about this, and you know, it seems like a couple of spots where there could be points put up on the board, but that total in the Golden State game, incredibly high, 239. And these teams haven't played in like 10 days. You know, some of them 9 days or whatever it's been. When it's Thursday now, some teams were shut down on Tuesday and Wednesday, etc. Only a few teams played Thursday. So it's been a week plus that they've been off. I'm going to run through, we're going to run through the numbers a little bit later on in the show about the first quarter totals. What do you think about players being a little cold coming back after the break?
It's a pretty strong angle. The teams that are heavily relying on their, you know, their outside shooting, I would have circled as, you know, question marks. The one that popped for me for sure was Boston-Milwaukee, just because Boston is an especially good perimeter defending team, and Milwaukee makes so much of their hay around the outside. I feel like, 227. That's a real reach for any Boston game, let alone a game where they match up well defensively against their opponent. So I would say that one probably screams the most as far as a good looking under. That Kings Warriors game, you're right, that total is bananas high. But if anyone can do it, it's these teams. The Kings, they run one of the faster paced offenses in the league, and if you look at Golden State and how they play against sort of the top five pace teams, you see some pretty outrageously high scoring and outrageously fast paced games. So that one would be an easy one to stay away from. Although I'm kind of interested in Sacramento and the points there. They've played Golden State extremely tough in every meeting we've seen from them this season. And why that one opened at 11 and got bet up to 12.5 is beyond me. I think even on the open, I would have looked for the Kings. If you're going to, give me an inflated price, then, I'm all about it. I feel like maybe the public is driving that number a little bit because they think, like, oh, All-Star break's over. The Warriors are going to get serious now and really play hard. The Warriors, this year, regular season, seems like an especially lackluster motivation year for them. They're still figuring out the right way to integrate Boogie into their offensive system. I do not think this is a wire-to-wire put the Kings away type of game, because the Kings are feisty as hell. They got young team, young legs, rested. When the Kings have been rested, they have played extremely well so far this season. So I like the Kings as a pretty pretty frisky look against the Warriors in Oakland tonight.
Another team, too, and it's a good point. As far as the Warriors. Listen, to the public team, they're back. People just saw all these Warriors in the All-Star game. They were cranking it up going into the break here. But it's a lot of points to come out of the break. And as you stated, Will Capper, they've got their eyes on a bigger target than this game. Coming out of the gate, and every game is big for Sacramento as well. Every single game is big for Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Now, the perception, too, it's amazing. It's almost like been a reset where we're right back to where we started, where with the Brooklyn Nets, where the Brooklyn Nets didn't get any respect throughout the year, and they were a freaking covering machine. They literally were like 19-5, and then they flicked the switch. Basically, instead of... Yeah, I remember they played Sacramento. It was one of the holidays. Might have been MLK Day. They were like 2.5, 3-point favorites. They crushed them. And, they were getting, they got six. They were getting points all the time where they were really small favorites at home. And they were a freaking covering machine. Then suddenly going into the break, they started putting up eights and tens. And they got tired. The book got tired of getting beat with Brooklyn. Now we're coming out of the break again. We're right back where we started. Portland are not a good road team, yet they're 2.5-point road favorites on the East Coast here against a Brooklyn team that's healthier now. They got Caris LeVert back. They still don't have Dinwiddie, but they got Caris LeVert. They have a very confident Joe Harris coming off the NBA All-Star 3-point contest win. They have a hell of a coach. Like, they're 17-13 on their home court. I'm not going to judge a number before the game is over, but I think Brooklyn should be the ones that should be 2.5, but bigger favorites. I like the Brooklyn Nets a lot tonight, Will Capper, taking the Nets tonight.
I dig that. I dig that a lot. You have very strong reasoning there. They are just going to miss my card. A couple thoughts on the NBA post All-Star break. I have a pretty poor record for whatever reason coming out of the All-Star break. I think a lot of it is just kind of through the months of January and February, a lot of my handicap is assisted by finding fatigue advantages. Like, one team is a little bit more tired than the other team, and you tweak that into your model and capture that difference, and you can kind of find an edge against the standard line where people aren't accounting for that sort of thing. Well, everybody's reset right now. Nobody's tired. Everybody, and you mentioned it, like, teams like the Nets, I'm not sure people really know what LeVert coming back means. Like, he was pretty amazing for them when he was healthy earlier this season. And you make a great point about Joe Harris, too. But, you know, just in general, like, I tend to lay off, I'm at least my strategy this year, I'm going to play it. Slightly fewer games than I would otherwise coming out of the break, just because things are a little unpredictable. Definitely some teams have, kind of fixed their sights on what they need to do to get positioned for the playoffs. Meanwhile, others like the Nets, maybe they feel pretty comfortable. They've accomplished more than they expected. Maybe they've patted themselves on the back a little bit. They may get caught sleeping against the Portland team that is, that is determined to avenge some of the demons from their first round ousters last year. So it's an interesting matchup, but it's one I'm going to stay away from.
The coach of the Nets has done a great job keeping them motivated from a game to game. They really haven't suffered letdowns. Like, when they win a game, they don't get lazy after. When they lose a game, they don't feel sorry for themselves. Like, the Nets are a very, very cohesive team. Like, they're like the only team in the NBA that you'll see when they lose the game, they all, like, shake hands still and stuff. Like, they hug and they shake hands like they won almost. Like, hey, we tried our best, man. And, like, they really have, like, a very, very good attitude. So, a prop that I saw, guys, they have it over at FanDuel here in Jersey. Will the Lakers make the playoffs plus 100? Will they not make the playoffs is minus 160. They're three games out of a playoff spot right now. LeBron says that that's funny because last week LeBron said, well, if we make the playoffs, we do. If we don't, we don't. Essentially, there's worse things in life. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, it's something Kobe would say or Jordan would say for sure. And this week, obviously, he realized that's not what people want to hear. So he said, the switch is going to be, the intensity switch has been flicked. He's basically stating it's go time right now. Because that's the thing, guys. If you're a casual observer of the NBA and you're thinking it was just the All-Star game, this isn't the second half of the season. There's 20 games left. Like, the Raptors have played 60 games. They have 22 games left. Like, this isn't the second half of the season. This is the playoff, like, sprint now. And they're playing against the Rockets. So what's your take on this game tonight and the Lakers? You're in L.A., so what's the feel?
Yeah, this is tough. I'm going to back the Rockets tonight. I'm laying the points. I think this is a pretty horrific matchup for the Lakers. I love the fact that Capella's coming back from injury. Harden and Capella, before Capella got injured, they had some absolutely magical chemistry. Chris Paul is healthy now. And I think between the three of them, all competing on offense, it's going to be too much for the Lakers to keep up with, regardless of how many switches LeBron flips. So tonight, I'm going Rockets, but it's impossible for me to count LeBron out from getting a playoff seed. And you look at the Lakers schedule, it's not one of the easiest down the stretch.
He's gonna help
a ton of games that are gonna be real tough. But it's a lot of people were counting LeBron out last year when they went into the playoffs. And it tilted prices away from the Cavs in a lot of those playoff series. And I made a lot of money basically saying, well, LeBron's LeBron, playoff LeBron is playoff LeBron. And, he's going to, drag this team, worst team he'd ever, ever assembled. He's going to drag them kicking and screaming to the finals. And sure enough, he did it. And this team is not great with the Lakers. They have a ton of holes. They are missing a ton of pieces. But if LeBron drags them to the playoffs, I will not be surprised.
You said it, Morenci. This league, though, they look at cha-ching, 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 odds, LeBron not going to the playoffs, TV deals. Like, give me a break. We've seen it firsthand watching them play Cleveland
at home in
Toronto, getting no calls. He's going to get calls. Yeah, that's the thing. On the road in Toronto, he's getting calls. So with the Lakers team in that
market,
not to make the playoffs?
You get the Lakers. You get the Lakers in the playoffs with the 8 seed. They play Golden State.
Yeah.
So it's like LeBron.
Correct.
Like, it's
yes.
The script writes itself.
It does.
There's two teams in the West. There's two teams in the West that I have circled as, like, almost sure thing tanking teams. The Clippers are one of them. They're in the 8 seed now. If the Clippers work their way out of the playoffs, they get to keep their first-round draft pick this year, which is huge for them. Similarly, Memphis is kind of right on the bubble of having to hand over their pick if they don't stay in the bottom eight. So I would say Grizzlies and Clippers are probably your two teams most likely to kind of show some sign of tanking a little bit earlier than normal. So that opens the door, and that leaves I think Utah is going to absolutely scream up the standings. San Antonio looks like a team that is, you know, is in deep. San Antonio is in a little bit of trouble. They have been playing like a bottom 10 team over their last seven games. And I have some significant concerns about how Pop has that that team performing right now. Usually they get better this time of year. They're improving going into the All-Star break. This year we saw the exact opposite. They were absolutely regressing. And I have kind of San Antonio, Sacramento,
to their defense.
And LA. Like, yeah, go ahead.
San Antonio's defense, and I hear what you're saying. They're defensively challenged, this team. To their defense, going into this break, they were in the middle of that rodeo trip, right? Like the rodeo took
That's
their
true.
Arena over, right? So like every one of those losses was on the road, every one of them. They had an 8-game road trip. It's not even over yet.
Yep. Yeah. Some of them were.
The Spurs are who they are.
Even their wins weren't very compelling. Like they eked out wins against New Orleans and Memphis. Those are their only two wins in February, and both of them were pretty lucky. They're performing. You know, metrically, they're performing like a bottom eight team right now. And maybe that all snaps. I don't know. What are you expecting tomorrow out of DeRozan in Toronto?
He'll play okay. I think the Raptors are going to kill them after what they did to them in San Antonio. That's my take. What do you think,
right,
Nancy?
Right.
I think the Raptors kill them.
I'm curious with the prop tomorrow. Listen, DeRozan had his first ever career triple-double when he played against the Raptors the first time this year. And it was weird. He did it in the first half, which is crazy. Yeah. Like, he had 18 points, like 11 rebounds, and like 10 assists in the first freaking half of the game. And he didn't score again. Like, you know, there was a blowout. They didn't play him that much in the second half. It was a weird, weird dynamic. Kawhi Leonard had a horrible game against the Spurs. So I think that Kawhi has a big game tomorrow. I think DeMar will beat DeMar. DeMar will have like 20 points type thing. I think he'll get caught up in the emotion. He's a very emotional person, DeMar. He loved the city of Toronto. People really, really like him. It's going to be an emotional night, at the arena. He could get caught up in it a bit. Look, Kawhi Leonard did, right? Like, Kawhi Leonard didn't look up and stuff, and he's pretty stone faced, you could tell he was a little rattled after all that. You know,
strongly agree.
Always good. Thanks for the time.
Take care, Will Capper. Hey, have a good one, buddy.
Best luck this weekend, fellas.
We didn't even get into the AAF.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was thinking. I know exactly.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Ready and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci, Cam Stewart. Get us caught up to date.
Hey.
Once again, it's the medal update hour at 6 o'clock. Yeah. Hip hop at 6, medal at 5. The top 5 at 5 with Cam Stewart. Top 5 stories of the day at 5.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, where's that Jason dude? He always used to call us. Remember, he was like, I got 9 topics.
Oh, yeah, 9 topics. I only got 2 through the first 2 with you guys. Yeah, it's Jason, when he faked his voice and Yang got fooled that time. Yang won't get fooled again. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Man, he's been away for a while. It's true.
Such a Jim Boeheim. And our boy, Big Card Julio. Although Big Card Julio I see on Twitter.
Yeah.
I saw you retweeted our show yesterday. I saw you. Shout out to Julio. Hope you're all right out there. So Jim Boeheim last night, unfortunately, ran somebody over. And, we're not saying it's Boeheim's fault. I mean, this guy, we got in an accident on the interstate. And he was outside of his car, always dangerous, right, to be outside
Very
of the car.
Dangerous.
There, Boeheim, it was dark, it was midnight. So the guy passed away. Unfortunately, our condolences. The internet's just cold and crazy. And there's a picture for everything out there. And there's actually a picture here of Jim Boeheim. And it's a real picture from a couple of years ago. There's a picture of Jim Boeheim giving NASCAR driver Tony Stewart a Stewart number 14 Syracuse jersey.
Oh, boy.
Now, in case you're wondering, what's the big deal? Even when I saw it, I'm like,
he killed a man accidentally. Like, why? And then, he killed a man accidentally.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, he ran.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah. Like, of course. Difference is, Tony Stewart might have done it on purpose. But Jim Boeheim did it.
Yeah. No, I've been on the highway. I've been on a highway late at night like that when my car broke down. It's very easy to get into a situation like that. I hope everything, I wish the family the best. And Coach Boeheim is probably ruined after this game. He'll be living with it for the rest of his life.
To the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Thank you, Yang. Back to live update. I'm Cam Stewart, the Fantasy Sports Network update. Duke star Zion Williamson has been listed with an ankle sprain, but has returned to Duke uncertain. Many people think the star might have played his last collegiate game for Duke after that freak injury last night. The injury occurred after his Nike shoe blew up 34 seconds into the game and a loss to rival UNC at Cameron Indoor. Many NBA greats and former current players checking in on this topic today and think Zion might actually skip the NCAA tournament to avoid any other future risk and just wait for the NBA draft. DeMarcus Cousins of the Warriors called the NCAA landscape BS and added that injury and that situation wouldn't have happened in my Puma scape. He's a Puma guy and said, Nike's rip. My Pumas are very, very sturdy and strong. The NCAA tournament begins March 19th, while the NBA
kind of a freak
for June 20th. It is. Those shoes did look very thin, though, and me and you, you have a big foot and I have a wide foot. Sometimes, you need a little more padding there. DeMarcus Cousins is just saying his Pumas are very good. They were actually another thing too. They're the cheapest brand of Nikes there. The PG 2.5 model, $95 apparently. They said they had other shoes in excess of $200-$300 that are a little bit more custom and built better. Just saying.
He likes the Paul George model.
Yeah, because they're probably lighter, that slicker. Williamson, a guaranteed top three pick, projected number one in the NBA draft. Nike also today saying, hey, they're going to look into that shoe malfunction. Blue Devils were 9-2 in the national championship. A lot of odds makers saying the odds are going to be dropping to 6 or 7-1. Caesars Palace made an adjustment to their odds. Duke was only plus 200 then, now plus 250. Gonzaga, the biggest mover, they were 7-1, now down to 5-1. Kentucky, 7-1, and Virginia down to 7-1 as well. They were 9-1. NCAA hoop action tonight, top 25. Only a couple teams in action. Gabe's Wolverines against Minnesota. Wolverines 4.5, 133. And Gonzaga hosting Pepperdine. Zags 27.5, 158. Oh, my God. Syracuse men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim, we talked about this, struck and killed a man while driving on Interstate 690 in Syracuse late last night after their game. George Jimenez was pronounced dead in hospital after being struck by Boeheim's vehicle. The 51-year-old Ramirez had been walking on the highway after a single car crash. He was a passenger in a car that hit a guardrail, and then he got out. Field sobriety and alcohol sensor tests were administered to both drivers. Both came back negative. Coach Boeheim says he's currently cooperating with the ongoing investigation and feels for the Ramirez family. The 74-year-old coach in a win over Syracuse just hours before the accident on the road. His college football coach is a believer, Gabe. Sooner head coach Lincoln Riley says today he'll be shocked if five players are selected in the upcoming NFL draft ahead of his quarterback, Kyler Murray. We talked about Denver Broncos and the acquisition of quarterback Joe Flacco, and today Case Keenum let his words be known, very disappointing.
The 31-year-old says he was let down by Broncos general manager John Elway, and he's disappointed the team went in that direction. Trading Keenum would leave Denver $3 million in dead cap space. Cutting him will cost them $10 million. Keenum unsure what's going to happen. The Broncos looking to trade the 31-year-old. Another move today, the Bengals have hired New York Giants DB coach Lou Lamoriello to his new defensive coordinator. In an interview today, Jags executive VP of football operations Tom Coughlin says Blake Bortles is their quarterback, quote-unquote, for now. Rumors had mutual interest between the Jags and quarterback Nick Foles. Stay tuned there. Back to work in the NBA, six games on the sched. Phoenix and
Teddy
Cleveland
Bridgewater.
Cavs. Teddy Bridgewater to Jacksonville, you're thinking.
Teddy Bridgewater to Jacksonville. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see that.
He'll be in the mix. Phoenix at Cleveland, Cavs minus 1.5, 221. Miami at Philly, Sixers 5.5, 219. Joel Embiid out for a week for the Sixers. Portland and Brooklyn, Blazers 2.5 favorites on the road. Damian Lillard probable. Boston and Milwaukee, Bucks minus 5.5, 227. Greek Freak and Kyrie Irving probable for this game. Sacramento and Golden State, Warriors up to 12.5, 239. And Houston at the Lakers, Rockets laying 2.5. Whale Capper likes it, 232.5. And Clint Capella back for Houston after a long absence. A few days before the NHL trade deadline, a move today, the Washington Capitals picking up forward Carl Hagelin from the LA Kings for a few draft picks. PGA update, Andres Romero in Puerto Rico is the leader at 6-under.
How many teams has he played for?
Who, Carl Hagelin? Oh, yeah, he's traveled a lot. Yeah. He's like the Mike Sillinger of today's NHL. That guy played for like 9 teams in 6 years. Puerto Rico
Ryan
open.
Whitney.
Yeah, Ryan Whitney, well-traveled as well. Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson tied for the lead at 7-under. Tiger Woods even through 10. And Tiger Woods says he's going to skip his hometown event, the Honda Classic. He said sorry to Jack and his wife, but he intends to play at the Players' Championship and the Arnold Palmer. Cactus League action today. Gabe, if you bet on Seattle, they were up 5-0 in the second inning. The problem, game canceled due to rains. Man, that's got to be upsetting. Nice 5-run lead there. You get nothing. Game canceled. Crazy night in the NHL. 11 games on tap, and we'll talk about this one. San Jose and Pittsburgh, the marquee matchup. Pens minus 115. Seven is the over-under in this hockey game. Keep it locked here to the Fantasy Sports Network. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency, host Red Heat and Rage. We got our boy who's coming up later on in the show, Drew Dinkmeyer, to talk a little DFS, and our boy Big Man on Campus with some college picks. Stick around, everybody.
Game time decisions.
You got to get those levels up, Yang, at the end here. We can't tell if we're back or we're going to breaks or anything else in between. Now we can kind of hear it a little better. Level two begins. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio. I am Gabe Morency. Yeah, Big Man on Campus will join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Dick Meyer's here as well. Dick Meyer at about 6:12 or so, or 6:09. Yeah, it was 6:09. And we got six games on tap tonight. International Basketball Association. College basketball tonight. Well, for the record, too. You know, everyone's, you know, all the talk about Zion Williamson last night, Cam, and for the record, even if he plays, I think North Carolina covers the number. So just for the record, I know a lot of people are like, oh, wow, that's what happened.
No. And I watched an earlier game, and the Duke did the exact same thing against Syracuse that game, and they were uncomfortable, and all they did was chuck threes, and that Jack White guy missed a million threes, and they got behind, and they eventually came back and tied Syracuse. But that game, Gabe, they were 17.5-point dogs. They had no, not even close to cover in that game. Syracuse won outright. It was a very similar game script last night. North Carolina came out on the road. They punched them early, and after that, Duke was just kind of like a deer in the headlights. They got steamrolled with or without Zion.
We're going to replay the Lionel Hollins interview in a couple of minutes. Yeah, we should be playing Cam's comments from yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I don't like
in which
that, yeah.
I believe your exact words were, you need something bad to happen to Duke. something bad happened to Duke.
I don't like that. What I said that too. I know. I don't know what to say, Morency. I was actually like, you know,
how come
I was
you never said that? Why didn't you say that about Tom Brady before the Super Bowl?
That's a good point. I'll remember that next time. I really didn't want anything
to
happen.
You used your power on a regular season game. You only had a few bucks on.
That's a good point.
And you're worried about your Virginia future.
Yeah.
You're right. That New England Super Bowl would have been a much smarter time to use the power.
Yeah, you just said, oh, I need something bad to happen.
I know. Yeah, maybe it's because I just didn't really want it. Like, it was just kind of, like, lingering. Like, if I put too much negative vibes into it, it would have been bad. I just mentioned, I'm like, hey, I got Virginia futures. I didn't say I wanted anything bad to happen to Zion. Like, when his shoe broke and that happened, I was kind of like, oh, God.
Yeah, of
like,
course not.
This is a problem. Like, you know what I mean? But... hey, he'll be okay. I think it's just a minor ankle sprain. He'll be fine. The question is he going to play for Duke anymore as a handler? He might just say, you know what? It's been a good run. I'll see you at the NBA draft.
Nah, he's going to play. I bet you he plays.
I bet he will, too. That's my bet. I'm a betting man. He will play.
Yeah, I think he plays. I don't think he's going to shut it down. I think kids having fun. And, you know. It's risky.
All right, Lionel Hollins. If you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Throwing it down in Midtown Manhattan, NYC. Beautiful day in New York City today, actually. Joe Ranieri's in Florida. We're talking Zion Williamson, and who better to help us out than a man who was a college star, a high first-round pick in the NBA, NBA champion, longtime coach, and as I stated, I don't know if he's that good that he could take like me, Joe Ranieri, and three of you in our YouTube chat and get us in the playoffs, but I think he might be able to. Lionel Hollins joins us. Coach, welcome to the program. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. So let's jump right in, Coach. You know, these segments go so fast. So Zion Williamson last night, you know, what did you think when you saw it? Did you think, oh boy, that's a serious injury? Do you think that's going to be okay? None of us are doctors, but what was your reaction when you saw what went down last night?
Well, my reaction was a little bit different. It was like, this is why you tell people that they can't put all their eggs in one basket, because anything can happen. You know, everybody has the expectation he's going to be the number one pick. That could have been a serious injury last night. It could have ended his career, even though the surgeries and technology we have today is so great. But it's just the fact that, you know, everybody's expecting, and this guy is going to be the next this. This guy is going to be the next that, and there's a lot of hype behind him. But, you know, one slip like that and his life and career could be over. It reminds me of Clark Kellogg, who was such a great player and tore his knee up and ended his basketball career, and he went on to be a great broadcaster, of course. But that's what I was thinking, and it just shows you too that Zion is the best player on that team, and possibly the best player in college basketball at this moment. But you know, we got to wait till we get to where we're going before we can say we're going to be all that. And and that was a classic example why last night.
The NBA is a different, you know, it's a different league now with social media and, you know, as big as it is. But what was it like for you in 1975? Just as, you know, you personally, knowing you're, you know, where you're going to get drafted, how high you're going to get drafted. And, you know, what's it like for a young kid when you're so close to your dream and you're not there yet, right? It's like, it's a couple of months away. It's a couple of months away. Like, if you're Zion Williamson, it has to sort of be building and compounding. What was it like for you, the anticipation, before you were getting drafted?
Well, I didn't have anticipation, and we didn't go to New York, all 17 first-round picks. You know, we didn't go there.
What'd you do? You get a phone call or a letter? How'd you find out in 75?
I found out from the media, asked me, how did I feel? Somebody called me on the phone, asked me, how did I feel to be the number six player in the draft, first for Portland? And, you know, later on, Portland called me, but it was a media person that called me first. I was sitting in my apartment in Arizona. You know, I went to Arizona State University. Yeah. And so, you know, we didn't have all the hype that surrounds the players now and the expectations that surround the players now. And only time I talked to Portland, I was in Hawaii in a tournament, and Stu Inman, who was a player personnel director, came in the locker room, and I had slipped and hurt my knee in one of the games. And I thought he was the doctor coming to tell me. I said, Doc, I think it's all right. You know, I bumped my knee on the floor when I fell. And he said, I know you're all right. He said, I'm not a doctor. He said, I'm Stu Inman. He introduced himself. And he was in the locker room at the tournament. And that shows you how things have changed and have grown. And the game has grown so much. And the exposure of the game is so great. And sometimes with social media, the players don't handle it very, very well. And, you know, I never could figure out why everybody wants to tell all their business to everybody every day. You know, but that's the way it is today.
Hey, Lionel, it's Joe Ranieri and Zion last night. Of course, everyone holds their breath, but I think a lot of people also forget he didn't come into this year being a surefire number one pick. His actual teammate did, R.J. Barrett. He was considered before the season started to be number one. And what we've learned here throughout the season is that Zion has the ability to be just that, a game changer, a household name. And I don't think that would have happened if he went and played in a G League or in China somewhere. I don't think anybody would be talking about, you know, Zion Williams and what a billionaire he's going to be. I think it happened because he chose to go to Duke and to go to college. And, oh, yeah, he's having a great time right now. I mean, he's having the most fun it looks like he's ever had. And people are going to try to say this is the reason why we should pay college athletes. But I would say be very careful with that notion because this guy didn't come in being a number one draft pick.
Well, you know, there's a lot of holes in paying athletes. I think there is something that the athletes should be able to use their likeness and sell their name and their brand while they're in college. But paying athletes, who do you pay? Who's the best? Who's the second best? And there's a whole other can of worms because of Title IX, and women would deserve to be paid as well. The band would deserve to be paid, the cheerleaders. So that's a different subject. And but with Zion, it just shows you that it's about going and enjoying your life and enjoying the experience of playing the game and enjoying your teammates and enjoying college, enjoying the social atmosphere, and enjoying going to class. And no matter how long you go to college, there is growth when you go to college because you are in a different environment. So that's what it speaks to me, not being the number one pick in the draft or whether he could have been or couldn't have been, because eventually wherever you're drafted, yes, you're going to make more money being the number one pick, but wherever you're drafted, you're going to have to come to the NBA and start at level one and work your way out up to being the best player that you could possibly be. People can't make you a generational player. People can't make you a superstar. People can't make you a star. You have to go out and earn that right by what you do on the court. So all that speculation about whether he would have been the number one or not been the number one is irrelevant, because Michael Jordan was never the number one pick in the draft, but he was the number one player during his career, and so on and so forth. So I think that, you know, where you get drafted is where you get drafted. You still have to go and do your thing. Pat Riley had a great line about you can never be the team until you are the team. Everybody can speculate that you're the team, but you have to go out there and be the team, and it's the same way with players. They have to go out there and be that player. There's a lot of lost hope and people that were drafted number one or even in the top five that never panned out. And there's guys that were lower that wound up being the stars.
The outside pressure, and we're in conversation with former NBA head coach Lionel Hollins. The outside pressure must be immense on him right now. Well, if you're advising him, you know, it's tough because we don't know the extent of the injury, but basically the gist of it is, should he play anymore, coach? Like, you know, he already is going to be the number one pick. Or let's say, you know, there's a lot of people like Barrett as well, but let's be real. Zion is the one that's going to sell jerseys and tickets, etc. Should he play again? Or, you know, would you, if you're him, would you err on the side of caution? Or would you say, I got to get back out here and I want to play in the tournament?
Well, let me ask you this question. If you're in high school and everybody's saying you're going to be the number one pick in the draft after 1 year of college, should you go to college and play, or should you sit out until you're the number one player?
Me personally, coach, I would go to China. I would. I disagree with you. I would go get paid.
No.
I would go get paid overseas. I wouldn't play for free for the NCAA.
Forget getting paid or not getting paid. I'm saying about the caution regarding possible injury.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, he's got to go out and play and prove it, and do it, right?
No, not even play and prove it. Even if it was guaranteed he was going to be the number one pick, what do you do? I'm not going to play until I'm the number one pick because I don't want to get hurt. You got to live your life. You know, Gordon Haywood was hurt in the first 5 minutes of a game after going to Boston. And everybody said, well, you can't play exhibition game. You can't do this in practice because you may get hurt. And it's not worth it because the games matter more. Life matters more. Enjoy life. You know, enjoy your time.
Coach, man, I can imagine you getting pretty frustrated. Did it bother you in the NBA that guys, like, you know, they I'm not feeling well tonight. I'm going to decide to sit. You're an old school guy then. Was it tough being in the NBA and some younger guys maybe don't have that threshold that you did to suck it up and get out there and do your job?
It has nothing to do with me. It's every individual has the right to do what they feel is best for them. I'm just saying that for me, I'm going to go, you know, it's like coming out of high school to go to college. I was drafted by the Utah Stars after my junior year. I didn't leave, but some people did. That's fine. But for me, I enjoyed being in college, and the first round pick was still there the next year. Whatever money I got was still there. Yes, I could have gotten hurt, but I could have gotten hit by a car or fell out the air of an airplane after I got drafted and still never played. So, you know, you can't be fearful of what might happen. It's like going on a road trip in your car, and instead of having one spare, you got four spares in case you have all your tires go out. You know, you just got to live and enjoy the moment.
I hear it.
You know, the money may be there and it may not be there, but, you know, it has nothing that, you know, I hear this all the time. Oh, that kid shouldn't go to college. Oh, that kid should do this. I coached the AAU team last summer, and one of the best players on my team is the second or third player in the class of 220. People were telling him what he should do, and that's the pressure. I would tell Zion, enjoy your life. Get back out there. If you're 100% healthy, go play and enjoy it. And if you choose not to, I'm not knocking him because he does, because that's his right. I'm just saying, for my advice, and let your parents and your family and your friends be a buffer so that you can get away from the noise and just enjoy the moments. That's what that's the advice I would give the parents. That's the advice I would give the player. Tell everybody, help me to get away from this noise so I can relax and enjoy this time. Because once it's gone, it doesn't come back. Once you go into the NBA and become a professional, it's a job, and there are a lot more expectations. There's a lot more demands. There's a lot more pressure, and you feel it. But now, enjoy being free.
It's the famous Bo Schembechler speech, right? It's the last time you'll play for a team. You'll play for a contract. You'll play for money. Yeah. You'll play for this. You'll play for that. But it's the last time you'll play for a team in the famous Bo Schembechler team speech.
Well, that's a great line. But, you know, you're always going to be playing for a team ultimately, even though you have money in the background. But there are a lot of other variables that take away from you thinking about the team when you get to the professional level.
Yeah. Coach, I was wondering, Coach, do you think the NBA has a tanking issue? And if so, do you think it's affected the will to want to win all the time with some of these players?
And just, Coach, just for the record, you got 1 minute. We got 1 minute, guys. So if you could bring it on, Coach.
Well, here's what I think. I think the league does have not even that a tanking for the year, but some teams are tanking for 2 or 3 years. I mean, when you don't put a product out there that says we're trying to win now, that's bad for the league's image. And I'm sure Adam Silver's had many conversations with people about this here. But, you know, the whole point of going out there and competing is to compete. But it's not the players. It's what the management and ownership is thinking. But as far as the players, when you go to a team that's not very good, it takes away your will just because every game you know you're not going to win. And that's that's what I heard Adam Silver speak about, the parity and trying to get the bottom teams up so that when you get drafted, number one, you don't have to go and wallow in 3 or 4 years or 5 years of losing. I mean, I'm looking at the Phoenix Suns, you know. The Minnesota Timberwolves went through that until they got Jimmy Butler. I mean, it's not fun. It's not what you play for. So I wouldn't want to be a part of one of those teams as a player, and as a coach.
Lytle Hollins. Coach, that was great stuff. We'd love to get you on again. We'll talk some more NBA as opposed to the college game. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us today.
My pleasure. Enjoy yourself. Have a great day.
The coach, Lytle Hollins, getting fired up. I like it. Looks like me and Joe will have a little debate here. I'm going to China. China.
No way.
I'll go to Europe first, actually.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
We're back into the retro groove.
Yeah, it's getting near dark. DFS closing in.
Okay.
Big bet on campus.
What good thing now?
Good interview, buddy.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Lytle Hollins. And for the record, so tomorrow when you tune in, tomorrow here, you're going to hear the morning after because me and Cam are going to the Raptor game. And the whole point of going to the Raptor game is to see DeMar DeRozan.
Correct.
So, it'll be a little late if we're going to cut in. I'm going to be in the air, actually. I'm going to be landing at about 4. They say I'll be landing at 3:45, but I can't I'm smart enough to know I can't say, I'll be fine. The combination of Billy Bishop Airport in Toronto and Newark International Airport in Jersey.
Yeah.
I've never once not been delayed. You know what I mean? I accept it. Like I sort of book it in advance. I know. I'm like, no. I need like an extra 3-4 hours type thing.
Yeah. That's,
I don't even like cutting it this close, Ken.
It's a tough parlay, those two.
Like if they tell me, we're leaving at 5, I'm screwed. I'm done. I missed the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. You got to get on there the earlier as possible. I noticed one thing from my New York flight, though. When I left out in the morning, I got to the airport real early and just told them, hey, you got any empty seats? And they put me on the earlier flight. I'm not sure if you could do that, but that was LaGuardia to Pearson.
Airport.
Yeah, that's
I got the
problem.
Morning show.
Excellent point.
Right after the morning show, I got to run to Penn Station and hop on a train and hope that the trains don't break down.
I will say this though: if you don't get delayed in Newark, you'll be fine because you'll breeze right through Billy Bishop. I think get out of there. It's all about part one of your destination. When you get in the air, you'll be good.
What the plus side is, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
All the time with Porter. Listen, it's expensive, Porter. They charge you for this stupid carry-on now, but. They're the only airline. They give you booze.
Oh, I know. You get the steam whistles, a can of steam whistle there. I'm envious. I know. It's a nice flight.
Or a bottle of wine. They give you like a half bottle of wine, not a glass. They're like, here you go, sir. Yeah. Like, you get like one of the half mini bottles there. And
very nice.
I always have shows after. Like, I'm always like, I got to get off the plane. I got to like, no, I can't. And like, you know, I swear to God, like 90% of the time I've been on Porter, like I've drank once. When I was with the old DCSC crew once, I was on a plane with them, and we got blasted on a Porter flight. But, other than that, like, I can never drink on Porter, but no show tomorrow, and I'm going to the basketball game. So when she asked me, would you like a glass of wine or a beer, sir? I'll say yes. Yeah. Yes, I will.
Yes. Yes, I would love a refreshment.
Yes.
Refreshments.
Like, it'll soften the traveling and all that. I'll be like, yeah, whatever. I'll just sort of have a couple of drinks on the plane. Me and Cam are going to hook up with the Prez. We're going to hook up with the Prez tomorrow night. And we're supposedly going out to a very, very expensive restaurant. And I tell
Sounds
you what,
great.
Me and Cam aren't paying, so.
No. I
like, that's going to have to be clarified before we go in.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, there's no, hey, guys, yeah, you got a few hundred? Like, it's like, sorry, I'll leave a tip or something, but there, it has to be known that, yeah, it's...
Because, yeah, I'll say, because, listen, yeah, bro, if yeah, this yeah, is the yeah. case, I would have just had a slice of pizza
in that, the exactly. Game. Say, hey, I could have gone down and got some street yeah, meat at that car.
Like, hot dog.
I prefer a steak over a wiener, but, yeah, I got you. That's the thing. Yeah, I could have got two street meats for $8.
Even street meat in Toronto is expensive now.
It is.
You need a 10 spot.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's not cheap there. It's not cheap. So we'll figure it out, whatever it is.
So tomorrow.
It's actually a really, it's a good spot after. Too. Where we're going, it's kind of like from where I am, central. Like, I could just take a bus or a train right in, and Union Station's the hub. It's literally walking distance wherever we need to go, and you're close from that airport to where we're going. So, yeah, it won't be a problem. Meet you right down there, and party time. Then we'll go right to the game.
Yeah. We're going to be on the clock, exactly. Like,
yeah, we won't be able to screw around. Like, that's the thing. I got to be right downtown. I'm not coming in from the burbs.
We go to the restaurant.
I'll meet you guys. Don't even worry about picking me up. I'll meet you guys if I have to meet you at the restaurant or something, just to make it easier. You just tell me what to do, and I'll be ready to rock. I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right. So I just tweeted something, Cam. Check it out. So I was going to say one good thing about, like, today was like the first day, and like I'm up too late. I've really got to start going to bed a little earlier. I'm cutting it is too much. Like, I've sort of gotten used to this 4 hour type thing, threshold of sleep, but it messes me up sometimes. So I'm okay during the days, but in the morning, man, it's brutal. It's like I'm hungover and I'm not. You know what I mean? I wake up, I'm like, oh my God, I got a headache. Like my brain's like, dude, you're not sleeping enough.
Friday.
So this morning is the first time I missed the 8 o'clock ferry. Like, I cut it close. I actually forgot. So I forgot stuff here. I came back. I forgot stuff twice because my mind's all over the place. I'm like, oh, I got to get it. I missed it by like 1 minute. So basically, like, everything, like, my system's breaking down. I got to reset the clock. Got to reset the clock. And it's sort of like practice. Got to get there a little bit earlier. So I gotta get back to, like, the 7:30, 7:45. But I don't like running, like, down the street and stuff like that at 8 in the morning. So you're able to avoid that right now for the most part. That's the great thing about home studios in today's day and age. You bypass the commute. And I just retweeted the a picture here that happened in New York earlier in the day. There's some crazy-ass stuff, Cam. You think you're...
oh, my God. Right through the guy's windshield there? Is that what we're talking about? Oh, my God. Like, look at the size of that thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank God no one was injured there? That is unbelievable. Train track
driver
fell from
was
the
7
train. Oh, my God. And that's
dude,
not like a small
through.
Piece of steel. Yeah, that's huge.
Like, imagine you're driving underneath, you're just driving along. And
I'd have a heart attack. I could tell you that right now. I'd have a heart attack and have an accident. Like
look at where it went through. Look at the video. Look where it went through. It just missed the driver's side.
It just missed the driver's head. Like, it's right just to the right of the, yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
Well,
that thing is huge.
You know who runs the MTA here? You know who runs the subway system?
That guy used to run the TTC.
Who's in charge? You won't believe it.
Who?
Yeah. Andy Byford.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Andy Byford. Yeah, the guy's a bad hire by New York there. Bad move. Hey, New York, you guys got like a Toronto cast off there. That's good
stuff. This guy, he's like the Subway All-Star, this guy somehow.
Yeah,
like
he is not a Subway All-Star.
No, I don't know.
By any like stretch of the imagination. He plays
they put
the
him in charge of Toronto. They caught New York into putting him in charge here. But I was going to say, hey, Byford.
Hey, Byford, what are you doing over there?
Better dip into the treasury account here because we got a lawsuit. Like,
dude, big time.
Like, how did this guy, like, how does he not sue them? I mean, he nearly got impaled. Like you said, he'll have nightmares for life, for real, even. Won't even be faking it.
Yeah, no, you said it. Like, if I can get a lawsuit for, like, a little bit of a slip and fall at a gas station, you almost had a huge, huge piece of steel impale you from height. Like, yeah, like, I guarantee injury lawyers are like a dog on a bone right now. They're salivating going, please call me. They're probably fighting to get him as business. Like, this guy is going to make a killing. Like, I didn't
now,
tell
you
how much.
There's that, You know, there's the saying too, right? Only in New York, right? Right. So, like,
true.
Only in New York. I saw like an Only in New York thing that I've never seen anywhere else in my life, but I've seen it all pretty much. So Cam, like, it's like right on 8th Avenue. It's like the shady McDonald's by Madison Square Garden and stuff. And it's pretty it's not like you're not going to get shanked or anything. Like, it's not like you're scared when you go there, but there's a lot of like sort of junkies and crackheads and street people. And it's like, there's a lot of them. All right. So it's like this little concentration mass outside McDonald's. And like, there's a methadone clinic and a rehab, and there's all kinds of stuff in the area. So they're lingering. And there, you know, there's people that sell things, but I saw a dude, Cam. The guy had like 50 little like tubes of toothpaste.
Yeah, travel tubes.
No, like, no, but no bigger ones. Like, in a box though. He's like, toothpaste, $2, toothpaste.
A bad deal.
I think I've never seen someone hawking toothpaste on the street.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I don't know what this world is coming to.
Okay, so check out my tweet. I retweet it now. So yeah, there's a guy in a drive-thru was standing there. I always use a drive-thru ATM machine. I'm always scared I'm going to get smoked, like, to be honest.
Yeah, you walk up. That's another thing. You walk up to the drive-thru ATM machine because what are you going to do, right? Like, some of them are in the building. And like, even the night we went to FanDuel, right? We walked across the street. You showed me that Michael's place, and we walked to that bank, which was a drive-thru. So how is that any different from me walking into a drive-thru and asking for food when I don't want to go through the whole other damn building to get into the thing? It's exactly the same thing, right?
Florida, man.
I rest my case. Yeah,
place.
Yeah. Damn right.
Law enforcement are overzealous.
You think?
To put it like kindly, they're overzealous there.
Yeah, I'm hungry. They really arrest me. Like, give me a break. It actually pisses me off. Like, that's the thing. Like, I just don't like that. Like, you know
me
what
too.
I mean? I got no problem with authority. I got no problem. You know, if a guy's doing something bad, sure. But when we were doing nothing, we weren't causing any problems or anything, and you're just looking to pick people up, that's a whole different story. Whole different story. But anyway,
so
I digress.
The guy from Empire, pretty crazy right?
So it's nuts. It's craziness. I know.
So, Kev, I just retweeted. Check out, like, so see my tweet. Carl Winslow, not impressed.
Carl Winslow. Carl. But from Family Matters.
click the tweet and stuff. Like, look at the guy. Look at the guy. Like, it's Carl Winslow. That's like Carl Winslow in real life. Like, kind of a little bit more beaten down. Like, he's seen some shit. He's not all smiling.
Let me see here.
Like, quick. They're even in the same city.
I see your thing.
So
was
in Chicago.
Yeah, no, I'm looking on your Twitter. I see stuff too cool for school. There's a picture of you with your arms crossed when you were young with people jumping on a football field. And I just see your writing. I see da-da-da-da-da. I see you and Carl from The Simpsons. Yeah, I don't know. What's going on here? Carl Winslow, not impressed.
What do you mean, me and Carl The Simpsons?
Yeah, it's what I'm doing. Oh my God!
I just retweeted it.
Yeah. Sorry, you do a lot of stuff, and people respond to you. It's like number 8 on your list. Like, you have to scroll down. It's not the first thing that comes up, dude. That's what I'm telling you. Like, you got a lot of things in your on Sports Rage. It goes. Yeah, I see him. Oh my God! Yes, that is definitely like a more beat down Carl Winslow, like a guy like Carl Winslow after like a couple rough shifts, definitely.
It's Carl Winslow working the streets in Chicago.
That's great.
It's amazing to me. Like,
yeah, it is.
He's got the same mustache. Like, even like,
yeah, everything.
It's crazy.
Same look.
Yeah.
Spitting like, images.
So the dude from Empire, of course, a couple of weeks ago, I guess, I don't know, whatever, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, of course, claimed that he got attacked in Chicago. Now, me and Corey talked about this the day it happened or the day after it happened. And so we should note, he said he got attacked and that, you know, they were like raving racists and they were wearing like Trump MAGA hats and like they poured like acid on them and They said that this is Trump America's now and all this stuff. And so he poured it on thick. Police investigated. Right away, both me and Corey stated, I don't believe him. And I thought that, me personally, I thought that it was like he got into a fight with his boyfriend or it was like he didn't want to tell the truth about why he was injured. You know what I mean? What really happened? It just seemed like the thing is, Cam, when he made this story up, all right, when he said this, dude, he said it during that polar vortex. Okay? It was like minus 70 in Chicago. Like, it was like deathly cold type thing.
Yeah, people actually, there was a story, people
crazy rednecks running the streets. Like,
no, there are people dying.
Vortex. Like, I actually it was too cold to move.
Trust me, I got my Amazon. So, remember, I watched a report. People in Chicago in that day, yeah, it was actually one of the coldest temperatures like for that city ever.
Yeah,
and they
so
had,
number
like,
one.
Homeless people dying and stuff. Like, exactly.
So number one, like, I don't have to be Columbo or Matlock to think, well, it's kind of strange. What were you doing walking around on one of the coldest days of the year? And like, not just coldest day of the year, but like crazy cold, like in the history of Chicago cold. And there's dudes running around, what, like randomly attacking people in a polar vortex? Like, and I have, there's a fan out there. Shout out to Bobby. He was in Vegas, actually. Remember the cop from Chicago?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The cops, the crew from Chicago.
That's right. Correct.
And he even said to me, he said, dude, because remember, like, the guy on Empire said he got attacked, said it was, like, people wearing MAGA hats. And he said, you know, people that wear MAGA hats are the ones that get attacked in Chicago. Like, it's not the other way around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody walking around the streets of downtown Chicago with a MAGA hat, all right? It ain't going to end well for you. And that's what he said. He goes, man, people wear MAGA hats, like, you know, he goes, it's the other way around, actually. Like, no one's getting beat up. And even I said, now listen, you know, we're white guys, so I'm not going to sit here and stupidly state there's no racism in America or Canada, et cetera, or anywhere for that matter. But I found it hard to believe that people were running around the streets of Chicago in the middle of the winter with MAGA hats and rope, you know, yelling stuff like, I didn't buy it. He poured it
you
on
smelt
thick.
A,
I
you smelt the rat early. You smelt the rat early. Where all the people just believe everything.
It was
right?
The whole. That's the thing. No, I was. Though, it was.
You gotta be.
It was too much.
Be skeptical.
Like, it was too Hollywood. Come on, bro.
Skeptical these days.
It was
man.
Too
like,
much.
People, yeah, I agree with you. That's so crazy to think that most people believed it. That's the problem.
So it turns out, no. I stated right away I didn't believe it. So I. And, you know, you got to be sensitive to these things. You know what I mean? I'm not like, oh, no, I don't believe it. That's the bad thing because this discounts real hate crimes. You know what I mean? It's like fake sexual assaults. It discounts real victims. That's what's so angering about this. That's the biggest, like, crime to this, actually. Not to mention the cops of Chicago wasted a lot of time and money in a city where they have better things to do for chasing for down two dudes. So he's so stupid, Cam. He paid the guys with a check. Like, it's in his bank. Like, he paid the guys with a check. They told the whole story. They sang on him. They're like, yeah, listen, he came up with everything. And they have every detail. And you know why he did this, ultimately? You know what the motive was, man? The motive was he didn't feel as though he was making enough money on the TV show, Empire, which is a very big hit.
Oh, it is.
I've never really seen it. I know what it is.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean? Lisa, she knows it all. Yeah, she told me about this story actually because she watches.
Yeah, it's about the music business and hustle.
Correct.
And, it's supposedly well done, and it was really, really popular. You know, like all shows, it's going to go down a bit.
Yeah,
but anyways, he's a regular on this show. Turns out, so they do 18 episodes a year. Turns out the guy was making $65,000 an episode.
It's good cash.
Not bad, Cam. Like,
that's real good.
Up and you add all that up and
$65,000.
That's real money. Like
that's real money. Yeah, $65,000 an episode's fine.
Yeah, it's basically $1 million. It's $1 million actually. Like think 10 times. You cut it in half, $65,000. So $650,000 for 10 episodes. $1,250. Yeah, it's literally like a little over $1 million. So he's making $1 million a year to just sort of be a guy on a show, which is pretty damn good. You know, really, you're not even a star of the show. You know what I mean? You're just one of the guys on the show. You're making $1 million freaking dollars a year. Makes me wonder how much the other guys are making. So he's making $1 million a year. What the hell is that sound, man?
Yeah, what is it, Yang? What's going on, buddy? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. We heard you. Yeah, we know. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Yang. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's the sound of him.
I've never heard that sound
chiming
before.
In. Yeah. You know, I've heard it. Yeah, I can tell what it is. Got good
it's
tone
always
reach.
Something every day.
Yes, it is, but, you know.
So now I'm all rattled here. I'm talking about Empire. Yeah. So,
not even close to the highest paid guy, like the main stars.
So he's making over $1 million a year. And he thought, Cam, that he would be like, people would feel sorry for him.
That's the crazy
thing. And his career would take off because he would be on all these talk shows as the gay guy, the gay black guy that got attacked. And it's said now he ends up getting charged with falsifying the crimes. I like the two dudes that did it. They split for Nigeria.
See ya.
Good idea, actually.
They didn't really split. Like, they're gone. Like, that's a professional, like, I'm like a criminal. Like, you know when you're watching America's Most Wanted and like, you know, he created a crime in Utah. He got caught in California. These guys go to Nigeria. Like, good luck getting me.
It came out today that they left after they did it, like immediately.
Right on. Let's
get
they took
the check and they split. They went right to Nigeria.
Wow. Professionals.
Yeah, good luck finding them in Nigeria. Like, good luck with that. But no, the thing is, they're screwed too because turns out now the cops know everything. Turns out these Nigerian guys are like drug dealers and like they were selling. They basically like he was buying dope off them and, you know, he paid them $3,500. That's what it was. $3,500.
Pretty low end.
This is like the stupidest. This is like the stupidest story since. It's like Tonya Harding-ish almost. It's just so bizarre. Let's bring Jason in. We brought him up earlier.
Yeah, we did.
We got a couple minutes for a break here. Jason, Wisconsin. What's up, Jason?
Gabe, the only reason I called was to think you get me on quick. And Cam, how are you? Was
pretty good, Jason.
This reminded me of the Tonya Harding story. You know,
it does, doesn't it? It really is sort of like it's just bizarre.
Bunch of goofs. Yeah. Like stupid,
like Galooly, and then instead you got Nigerian dudes. Like, they split right away after. Even they knew. They're like, we're getting the hell out of here. Like
Sorry, Jason.
I think the guy's name has come to me now. His name is Sean Stant. Google it, but I think his name was Sean Stant, and that's who actually whacked her in the knee. But anyways, that guy or another guy with him, they actually traveled across country, and they use a credit card to send them money, Galooly or whoever, and they had every single porn that he rented in each hotel and everything else. It was just laughable. It's like
you're right.
You know,
it was the Stooge Patrol.
And, oh my God.
And the best is, I saw the movie, Morenci. The best is the cops get the guy on a wire and he meets him in like a Chinese restaurant. It's just like you should have seen like the level of IQ of these people. It's like, what are they doing? Like, it was unreal.
The thing is, too, this guy from Empire, he went and pointed at the camera.
Yeah.
He took them to like the street and said, look, that's the camera that will capture this.
Cheese and rice.
Yeah. And like, how the hell do you point at a freaking camera that you're about, like, I, like, it's just, like, they're like, yeah, we have him pointing at the camera. It's like, dear God, bro, like, how stupid are you? Like, never mind, like, the, never mind him doing this. The execution of this is just like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no, Gabe. Gabe, I, hey, guys, I appreciate your time, and I thank you, but, you know, Gabe, people like that and Cam and Gabe, people like that, and me and you and all three of us have all had thoughts of awful things, but you don't follow through on them, and it's terrible. The point being is, my God, that's why we're not in prison, the three of us. My God, what's wrong with people, you know?
Yeah, I thought about knocking off a gas station, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it, Jason. I thought better.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Game time.
Later, buddy.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I can't help myself. I can't help but laugh at some things on the internet. I know I shouldn't. They're just so stupid. But there's some dude I just retweeted. He's on a... You can follow me on Twitter, at SportsRage. At SportsRage, Twitter.com. There's some dude, Cam. Like, he's on like a bicycle, like a workout bike. Except, like, he's got a sword, too. And the caption just says, "What the hell is this guy training for?" Like,
he's with a sword. Stuff, yeah, you're telling people just do. Yeah, that's the problem is people just do stuff to be like different and stupid now. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it used to be like wicked before. Yeah, now you're seeing more stuff like that. It kind of loses its luster, you know. Everybody's like, "Hey, yeah, look at me. I'm being natural," but it's not really natural. I'll go check this out. Yeah, is it on your Twitter? Yeah, guys riding around with a sword. It's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote sends us the link to Celino and Barnes for the guy that nearly got he got the metal pole, nearly killed him.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Oh, yeah, he's doing his workout video there. He's just, like, killing people with a sword on his elliptical there. Yeah, he's going to, the guy looks, I don't know about that guy. If I walked into the gym and saw that, I'd be nervous as hell. Look at this. Yeah, come on.
I'm not a fan of rats, but even on this, the what's happening in New York Twitter page, there's like a steamroll rat on the sidewalk, bro. Like, people put flowers around him and little candles and stuff. People are whacked. I just retweeted someone, too. Some dude's walking around wrapped up in saran wrap. Like, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm still telling you, the dude selling toothpaste is still the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But nevertheless.
And you said they weren't even regular tubes. They were travel tubes for $2 each?
No, they were in a box. No, no, not travel. They were regular just boxes.
Oh, just regular boxes of toothpaste. Yeah, okay. Wow, weird. Falling off the back of a truck.
Yeah, he's just like, but he had like 20 of them. He's like, toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Yeah, who needs crap? Toothpaste. Who wants a...
Just thinking, like, toothpaste isn't a type of thing that people are going to buy from
a... Buy off the street.
Crack head outside of McDonald's. Drew Dinkmeyer will step up with a big man on campus as well.